Liturgical Day, Wednesday the 21st in Ordinary Time. The Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said, "Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You are like whitewashed tombs, beautiful in appearance, but inside there are only dead bones and uncleanliness. In the same way you appear as religious to others, but you are full of hypocrisy and wickedness within. Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You build tombs for the prophets and decorate the monuments of the righteous. You say, 'Had we lived in the time of our ancestors, we would not have joined them in the blood of prophets.' So you yourselves confess to be kins of those who murdered the prophets. And now, finish off what your ancestors began." Our commentary is by Father Miguel Planas, from Montornès de Vallès, Barcelona, Spain. Today, as in previous days, and in others to follow, we contemplate Jesus beside oneself, condemning those attitudes incompatible with a dignified and decent life, not only Christian, but also human. We read, quote, "You appear as religious to others, but you are full of hypocrisy and wickedness within," unquote. He confirms us that sincerity, honesty, loyalty, nobility are virtues that God loves and are also very much appreciated by us. Therefore, if I wish to avoid being a hypocrite, I must be very sincere, first with God, because He wants me pure in heart and hating all lies, as He is totally pure, the true truth. Secondly, with myself, so that I am not the first one to be deceived, exposed to sin against the Holy Spirit, for not admitting my own sins, or not clearly making them manifest in the sacrament of penance, or for not trusting God enough. He who never condemns the prodigal son, or loses anyone for being a sinner, but rather for not admitting to be one. In the third place, with others, for like in the case of Jesus, lies, deception, insincerity, dishonesty, disloyalty, and low-mindedness drive us all up the wall, and therefore we should be able to apply to ourselves the principle, quote, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you," unquote. In order not to fall into hypocrisy, we have to make ours these three attitudes that we can just consider as plain common sense, while assuming that we need the sanctified grace because of the original sin committed by the father of lies, the devil. This is why we should pay attention to Saint Jose Maria's exhortation, quote, "When the time of examination comes, be prepared against the dumb devil," unquote. We shall also bear in mind Origen, who says, quote, "All fake saintliness remains dead, because it does not work by the impulse of God," unquote. And we shall be always led by the elementary and simple principle proposed by God, quote, "Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no," unquote. The Virgin Mary, Mother of God, does not overdo herself with words, but her yes to goodness, to grace, was unique and truthful, and her no to evil, to sin, was emphatic and sincere.